Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon dito sa studio si Janine Buenconsejo, si Pauline Gallardo, Jovina Espanta.
Apo.
Ayan. Magandang araw sa inyo.
Magandang araw po.
Sa tatlong mga kababayan natin, dalawa sa kanila, isinilang sa Pilipinas at nag-migrate dito sa Australia. At si Janine ay tubong Australia. So, pwede na natin sabing made in, imported ka sa kanilang dalawa. Magandang araw at maraming salamat sa panahon ninyo. So, ating pag-uusapan ang subtle Filipino traits. So, Janine, ano ang subtle Filipino traits?
So, subtle Filipino traits was created as... it was a Facebook group that was created in January 2019. It's about like connecting Filipinos across the globe. So many of our members are they're part of the Filipino diaspora and have grown up either, I guess, disconnected from their heritage or homesick from the Philippines. So we were, I guess, inspired by other Facebook groups that have the same sort of idea and to help provide a sense of community and belonging. By bringing together people of the similar background from all over the world. So we help create a link to the Philippines by connecting Filipinos living in the homeland with Filipinos living abroad through a Facebook group where we learn from each other. We share, I guess, jokes or memes, but we also learn, like, you know, we try to help each other learn the language and the culture.
So, as well. Basically, mga Pinoy overseas connecting with Pinoys sa Philippines. Pwede ka bang sabihin dahil mga millennial kayo dito ay yung kabuuan ng group ay mga millennial?
Yeah, mostly millennial. But I've seen people post na in their 60s as well.
So may mga titos and titas of the millennial.
Yes,
of
the diaspora.
So, ikaw Janine, dito ka pinanganak, dito ka lumaki.
Yes.
So ano yung nag-drive para sa'yo na maging bahagi ng grupong to?
I guess growing up, I felt very disconnected from my culture. I tried, so I joined Filipino beauty contests, and I still, like, every time I went to the Philippines, like they can tell straight away that I wasn't from there.
From the way you acted and spoke?
Yeah, the way I spoke. Even though I spoke Tagalog, it was my accent.
You spoke it with an accent.
Or, and growing up, I guess, with my friends as well, I didn't really have Filipino friends growing up. I guess now after the group, I started making more Filipino friends.
So, dito ka lumaki sa Melbourne?
Yes.
At yung kusan kayo, walang masyadong mga Pilipino?
There was a few in high school, but di masyado.
Hindi kayo nag-connect, hindi kayo nag-click.
There wasn't many. There was a few, pero di rin marami. Or that'd be a bit older than me, there won't be in my year level, ganun.
So, nung na-meet mo sila, dun ka nagkaroon ng parang, wow, ito pala yun.
Yeah, ganun.
So, this year lang?
No, I had friends dati, but, so I only met Ina recently. Ate Pao I met before that, but even when I was hanging out with Ate Pao already, like, they'd have like inside jokes na hindi ko maintindihan
kasi sa Pilipinas lang,
like, joke. Yeah, they'd understand it from the Philippines, pero like here I wouldn't understand it, or they'd have idioms na hindi ko rin maintindihan.
I guess ikaw, Jovina, na-experience mo rin yun? Kasi nung lumipat ka dito, high school ka?
I was 13 po.
13. So, na-experience mo rin yung parang hindi ka, you don't belong anywhere dahil teenager ka na noon, tapos marami rin yung mga bata na mga pagsalita, pagkilos na iba sa kinalakhan mo.
Maganda po kasi nung lumipat kami, I was 13 and like I understood the culture na I was fluent in Tagalog and Kapampangan. Tapos, sa bahay din po, we spoke the language, ganyan.
Pero yung ikaw, nung lumipat ka sa Australia, nung pumasok ko na sa eskwela, nagkaroon ka na ng mga kaibigan, experience mo rin yung na-experience ni Janina, parang na-disconnect ka ano po, sa mga teenager na Australian.
Nung sa Sydney po, hindi. Kasi madami po talaga kami sa na Pinoy lugar namin. Pero when I moved to Melbourne, Portland, that was purely white talaga sila. Like, or meron man pong Filipino, they were half Filipino and they were born here, ganyan. So, it was then when I started
parang ano ba to?
The disconnect, like, where am I? So, at that time po kasi, eh, mahihayin din po ako, parang ganyan. That was when I connected more back to the Philippines through social media, ganyan. So, mas mataas po yung usage ko. So, I didn't really get disconnected sa
culture
Filipino
mo.
Culture, but I pero, didn't grasp the Australian culture where I was.
So, hindi ka, na, ika nga nila, hindi ka naka fully immersed.
Apo.
Ikaw, Pauline.
Nahihirapan din po ako. Like,
dahil teenager ka rin, hindi ba?
Opo, kasi like some of the words na minimensya ko pag minsan, like mag, sasabihin ko McDo. Pinagtatawanan po nila ako. It's actually Macas, yung ganon. Yung, tapos may accent pa po ako. Yung accent ko, yung firstly from Philippines and then American tayo. Yung yeah. English po natin, American eh. Kaya po, like,
hinanap po siguro yung Burger King.
Yeah, exactly. Hungry Jack's. Jollibee number one.
Parang Jollibee.
Yun po yun eh. Doon ako nahihirapan yung nakikiusap po ko. Pero yung mga barkada ko po, naging friends ko po nung high school, purely Filipino po sila. But they don't talk to me na Tagalog po. Ooh. English po nila ako kinakausap. Pero kung kakausapin ko naman po sila ng Tagalog, they will understand naman po. So, they translated for my teacher to understand me. Tapos, tinuturuan naman po nila ako. So, it took me at least 2 to 3 years na ma-adapt yung Australian way.
Yung Australian yung English versus American English.
Kasi ang iba po yung after nila, Arvo yung sinasabi. Kaya, nahihirapan din po.
Yung college, uni.
Hanggang ngayon po, I'm still kumakapa pa rin po. Started nung naging admin and receptionist po ako sa work ko, I was still adopting it. Kaya ngayon, until now naman po, I'm still adopting, especially on what I'm studying now, nahihirapan pa rin po ako kasi marami pong mga language doon na hindi ko pa rin nagiget kasi Australian way.
So, pumunta ka pa rin sa CR, hindi sa toilet.
CR pa rin po. Can I go to the CR? Lagi pa po sinasabi. Hindi nagbabago.
Tsaka, ano pa nga ba?
Yung kapa. Let's have a kapa.
Kape tayo.
Opo, kape tayo.
Mahirap, di ba? Lalo na kung nakagisnan mo na. So, ang subtle Filipino traits, kinoconnect nila ang mga Pinoy sa iba't ibang. Nabanggit nyo, meron sa Amerika?
So it's one Facebook group, but gumagawa rin sila ng mga local meetups in other places around the world. So they recently meron sa Chicago, there was one in Bay Area, meron sa Iloilo, like
Iloilo. Yeah. Wow. So nakita niyo ba na may pagkapareho yung mga karanasan niyo na yung experience niyo na pag-uproot mula Pilipinas, pumunta sa ibang bansa. Pero pwede natin sabihin, madali lang yun kasi Americanized tayo, hindi ba? So, ganun din ba yung naranasan nila? Pauline?
Yung, I have a best friend po. Like, best friend po kami since elementary. Lumipat siya sa Amerika. He's still experiencing that until now. Siyempre, lumipat po siya by himself in there. And what he feels is exactly what we felt when we moved here. So I can relate to them and we can relate to people who are moving in America na like nasa grupo din po.
Ikaw, Janine, ano yung natutunan mo?
I learned recently that there's a Filipino History Month in America where they actually they acknowledge all the Filipinos that moved to America, which I wish that we had something similar. But
pwede kayo mag-create niya.
So like it's a national holiday there that I didn't know about, and they came out, so we started posting like history facts, and you know they went na sinabi nga nila they migrated there like very early, and then but there's like even talking to them as well, like even voice chatting, things like that, like sinasabi nila, like sometimes they find it as in like the younger ones as well around in their 20s, if they were born there, nahihirapan talaga sila to try connect with their culture. I had one that isang kaibigan ko, she's mestiza, pero she was saying nahihirapan siya because when she goes back to Philippines, she's too Americanized, but when she's in America, she's too Filipino.
Naramdaman mo ba yun nung umuwi ka, Janine?
Medyo. Like, yung mga pinsan ko, sabi, like, I had a 2-month holiday in Philippines recently, and sabi sa akin ng pinsan ko, di ko maintindihan kasi 2 buwan ka na dito, but may accent ka pa rin.
Sa ugali, sa mga pananaw, sa mga opinion, nakita mo ba yung pagkakaiba? Kasi 2 buwan ka doon.
Pananamit ko.
Sa pananamit.
Palaging ano, kasi pag mag-dress ako, like, short siya. Or mag-shorts. Palagi ako pinapagalitan ng mga kamag-anak ko.
Mainit, di ba?
Ang init kaya. Pero silang lahat nakamaong na long, like, oh long jeans. And I'm like, it's so hot here. Like, how? Pero sabihin nila, mag-jacket ka nga.
Like, mag-jacket ka.
Or, like, conservative.
And I'm like, but where I'm from, this is normal. Like,
napansin mo ba na sinasabi nila, ah, masyado kang Aussie?
Sinasabi nila more, masyado kang maarte.
Yeah.
Bakit? Di ba yung mga Aussie hindi naman
maarte?
Siguro sa kanila, maarte kami.
Probably the way we talk po, kasi nagbago na.
Okay.
So, the way na i-describe namin po yung mga bagay, pag minsan bibili ka, sasabihin nila, oh, gusto mo yan. Ay, hindi, doon tayo sa isa. Sasabihin, ang arte mo. Ganon yung...
Pwede na yan. Okay. Meron ba doon sa, like, sa mga values? Kasi Pinoy naman yung magulang mo, hindi ba? So, nung pinapalaki ka nila, Pinoy din ba yung values? O naging medyo westernized na?
I think more westernized. So, tinanong mo sa akin... Don't start because I'm from Ilocos. So I know nothing about politics there at all. I don't know anything. Like, I guess some values naman. From my lola, like, siya, even her, like, yung palda mo masyadong maikli.
Pero mga Ilocano, kilala sila na magaling na saver, na magaling mag-ipon.
Ay, hindi po ako. Hindi, yun po, hindi po. Ah, kuripot.
Yeah,
minsan sinasabi yung mga Ilocano, kuripot.
No,
pero,
you're not.
Hindi naman ako kuripot.
So, yung nung lumalaki ba kayo, syempre, sa atin, yung mga magulang ninyo, mga parehong Pinoy. So, mayroong curfew, kailangan hatid sundo. Ganun ba nung lumalaki kayo?
Hanggang ngayon, may ate. Hanggang ngayon, may curfew pa rin si ate.
May curfew ka?
Oo.
And I'm like 20 plus. And kasi my family po kasi talaga, we grew up in, like, si Janine hindi sa politics. Ako po sa politics naman. Mm. So, they're just overprotective. Ayaw po nilang ma-experience yung na-experience namin. Siyempre. Pero they let me enjoy naman po. Kung meron akong events, magpapaalam naman po ako. So, they're okay with that. As long as alam ko po yung tamang
oras. Anong hours ang curfew mo?
9. One?
One?
Event. Pag events po. Pag
1 o'clock.
Event.
Okay. Yeah. Pero, so, sinusundo ka?
No. I have my own way po. Kasi I prefer not disturbing them. Pero pag minsan po, yung kapatid ko mag-o-offer. Sabi niya, sunduin kita ganyan. Or intayin kita. Like, he's along with his girlfriend naman po. Kung pag ano.
So, ikaw, Jarina, meron kang curfew?
Wala po ngayon. Kasi I live with my sister lang. So, wala po yung parents namin dito na iwan pa sila sa Portland.
nakikinig sila.
Pero dati po, nung sa Portland pa, like, kasi yung mga Australians, they would party every weekend, ganyan. So, hindi naman po sa gusto kong gawin yun. Pero that was something na parang I know they wouldn't appreciate if I were to do that.
Ano yung pinaka-Pinoy na ugali na hanggang ngayon, nung dumating kayo dito, meron kayo, hanggang ngayon, dala-dala nyo pa rin. Ikaw, Jovina.
Bawal mag-boyfriend. Ano po siguro?
Bawal mag-boyfriend hanggang gumraduate 18. Ng college?
Ay, okay. Oh my gosh, yung lola ko, sabi niya, bawal mag-boyfriend till 25, ganyan.
Wow!
But no.
So, tinutupad mo ba yun?
No. I mean, wala pa ako boyfriend, pero I'm not strictly thinking na huwag ka mag-boyfriend till 25. Pero ako po, I still like to take out my shoes wherever I go. Kahit na po sa mga friends ko po na Australians, ganyan. Pag sa bahay nila, I take out my shoes. Tapos sabi na, hindi mo naman kailangan gawin yan, pero...
So, pagpasok mo ng bahay, tinatabi mo na yung sapatos. Nagpapaaka na or nagme-medyos ka lang. Ikaw, Pauline?
Sa akin po, I think it's more of pag-aaral din. Like, kasi po, bumalik po ako sa uni now, and sabi, kinausap po nila ako, is like, habang nag-iini ka, I think, huwag ka muna mag-boyfriend. Kasi distracted, distraction yan sa buhay mo. Ganun po. So, pero, they're all supportive naman po kung anong decision ko. So, I'm happy with that.
So, siguro yung isang nadala mo ay yung po-opo. Sinasabi mo pa rin.
Hindi ko maalis yan.
Tapos yan. Lahat ng mga kaibigan ng magulang ninyo, kamag-anak ninyo. Tito,
exactly
tita.
Exactly po. Tita, tito. Kahit yung mga sa church friends mo ni mommy, tita, tito.
Kahit hindi Pinoy o mga pang-Pinoy?
Kahit hindi po Pinoy, tita, tito. Kasi nasanay na po sila sa culture natin na Pilipino, na a-adapt din po nila.
Ikaw, Janine, ano yung na-discover mo na ugali mo, bata ka pa lang, tapos sabi mo, eto pala yun, dahil pala ako ganito, Pinoy kasi ako. May hindi ka kumain ng kanin?
Yeah, actually. Araw-araw pa rin. Kumain ng kanin, pagmamano.
Nagmamano kayo.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Pero di ko, siguro, I didn't know that was an actual exclusive Filipino thing until I went to high school. Or nagsusulat ako noon, grade 1 ako, I think I was writing a story about nung pumunta ako ng park. Tapos sinulat ko, I went with my titos and titas and my lolo and lola. And sinabit ko sa teacher ko and sabi niya, what's this? I guess yung pag-aral rin po. I guess seeing my family in Philippines, I find myself very lucky that we can have HECS and loans. So I'm actually doing my master's. Like, sabi nga ng nanay ko, hindi ka pa pagod na ng aaral. And I'm like, oh, well, I've got the opportunity to learn here. So,
yes.
Yung exactly. Pagpapahalaga sa edukasyon.
Yeah, education.
Ngayon, ang Subtle Filipino Traits Melbourne ay may tipon-tipon sa darating na mga linggo. Pauline?
November 22nd po, that's a Friday. And it starts on 6:30 p.m. So, we have our local bands, artists, na Filipino din po, na magpi-play during that event. So, we have Blind Curve, Marcus, Sandata, and our main one is Kelebek. We have Francis, the Quinals siblings, and...
The Ariana.
Miss D. Ariana.
Si Kelebek, nakapunta na rin siya dito, tapos ginigaya niya yung nanay niya. So, pag kung paano magsalita, yung ganun. Kayo ba ginigaya niya rin yung mga magulang
yes.
ninyo?
Yes, yeah, lagi yes. po.
Hindi naman kayo nakukurot.
Lagi po sinasabihin, lagi po kami sinasabihan ni mami na, babatukan kita.
Kayo,
pero sabi niya, niloloko niya na naman ako. Pero nakikianda naman po sila. Yeah. Kasi,
sumasakay sila.
Yeah. Yes. So that's a good thing about our Filipino parents. Na nakikisakay din po sila sa mga trip ng namin ng mga anak nila.
So meron ba kayong mga talent dyan sa pagkanta? Kasi, di ba yung Pinoy? Bida palagi sa karaoke tsaka sa tawag ng tanghalan.
Miss Janine. Wala akong talent. Mahilig lang ako sa production.
Dati po, di naman ako kumakanta.
Pero kuma?
Nagigitara at kumakanta dati.
November
22nd. That's a Friday.
Sa
Kindred
Studios.
Studio at Yarraville.
At kung gusto nila malaman yung mga importante at mahalagang detalye, saan sila pwede pumunta?
At Subtle Filipino Traits Facebook group or page.
And they can follow us on Instagram as well. We have
SF Traits or Twitter at SF Traits as well.
Friends niyo ba yung mga magulang niya sa Facebook?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, naka-friend request yung mama ko for a few years.
No.
Kaka-accept ko lang like recently.
Friends are now sila mami.
Maraming salamat, Janine, Jovina, at Pauline. At
salamat
thank
po.
You po. Thank you, tita.
Salamat po. Ate.
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 sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.